Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
We give them no hope, man. No hope. Play one.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Takes the snap. Quick hitter. Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown.
I'm not really focused on that. I don't think a lot of the guys are focused on the outside noise. We know what we need to do and what we need to accomplish to win this game.
Fakes left. Now taken off. Gonna run for it. He got it. And there he goes, inside the 10, the 5. Oh, the play of the year in the NFL.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
The divisional round. It begins today, and Buffalo ends it tomorrow night. Against the Baltimore Ravens.
Stakes are high.
How are we feeling? Now that it's a day away, it feels like the energy is more palpable. The hype can be really channeled into, and you can really feel a different sense of energy when it comes to these kinds of games. Because talking about it all week is one thing.
Right, speculating, like
listening to it, listening to it during the week, talking about it, that's one thing. When it comes to today, and in particular tomorrow, when it's here, that's where the difference lies. That's where the excitement comes to play. That's where that knot in your stomach suddenly becomes two.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, a football, according to Matthew McConaughey, a sport that makes you want to ingest food no longer does. It's all geared for food.
Jerry's eating rice. But this is different in a sense of how are you feeling? Because it's here. It's right around the damn corner. And it's time to have some fun. It's time to be nervous. It's time to be excited. It's time to be, for the true sickos of the world, even keeled and emotionless.
Yes.
Like some people that are able to still do that, you either have to work in the sport, like us.
I think I've gotten better at that.
It's something that comes with time.
Yeah.
But I also only get to that when the game actually starts. Before the games, I can be a conduit, and I like being a conduit for the excitement.
See, there were a couple games I watched with my family this season that I just was not yelling, cheering. I was just kind of sitting there just analyzing. Like, it's totally different now.
It's different when it's your job.
Yeah.
Even if it's your second job. So it is different. It does hit differently.
But the hype's still there.
The hype is there. And I think that's the part that's really got me right now, is that I am excited for this game. I'm not nervous yet. That'll come.
That'll show up while we're on the air tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's like, okay.
Probably not.
No?
No.
When do you think it's going to hit for you?
Last year I was saying in the divisional round against the Chiefs, feed the pit. And then having the disclaimer, WGR does not legally condone jumping into the pit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, I was on like 18 pixie sticks for that show. I was not ready.
Yeah.
I needed a supervisor. They gave me none. So tomorrow it might be that. But it might not. And I think that there's a reason why now. It's because this is, once again, this is one of your, for the Bills, this is one of your giants that you have to slay. The divisional round.
Yeah.
And from here on out, it is giant slayers for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, no matter the occasion, for the rest of the postseason, as long as they're alive.
Yeah, they're looking to get to uncharted territory.
You are fighting giants.
Yep.
That you have made yourself. But they are giants nonetheless.
See, this is why people think the NFL is scripted. Like this game specifically. How does it end up like this? The two MVP favorites, the loss Buffalo faced early in the season, their only true blowout in recent history.
Their only blowout in 3 years.
Yeah. Like, how does it end up like this? This is why people think that. I'm not saying I think that, but I understand why people think that.
Well, I would tell you that should be, if you're a good script writer, that should be your AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, with their bag of pixie dust, refused to lose.
Yeah.
And the rest of the NFL forgot what...
Yeah, they forgot how to play football.
...was supposed to happen, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bills got the one seed, we'd be talking about today and a different opponent.
Yeah.
A weaker opponent. It would be Houston.
Chiefs are automatic with saving throws this season, which is wild.
Yes.
You just can't. You can't. You can't get around them.
Love the D20 reference there, buddy. So I'm proud of you. That's a proud dad moment right there. That's a proud dad moment right
yes.
there. That's proud nerd dad right there. That's what that is. But for me, the excitement isn't all the way there, and the nervousness is also not all the way there. And the reason I think that is because we've seen this story before
mm-hmm.
in the divisional round where we were talking about this heading in. Oftentimes now, the Buffalo Bills are losing in the divisional round against the top peers at the quarterback position.
Yep.
Players on the level or near the level of Josh Allen. Or above it, even. And this might cement some of those answers. But it has to be with the context. But what it will also say is, are you a team that is lower on the tier list because you can't get it done in a specific round of the postseason? Because even Baltimore has gone to the AFC Championship game. Cincinnati has gone through. Kansas City is... a staple within
yeah.
that game.
Yeah.
And if they take care of business today against Houston, this will be, what, 7 straight years?
Mm-hmm.
Annoying.
Very. It's the Patriots all over again. That's
it
just
is.
What it is.
So now there's almost this sense of determination that with this game, Bills and Ravens, there has to be someone that wins this game that breaks through. They take down the Chiefs. In case they don't stub their toe against Houston. But say that goes as expected. The annoying way. If the Bills clear this hurdle, there's a bigger one coming up. And that's the team that you keep faltering against the most. The team that shuts the door on nearly everyone. And I have to say nearly because one team did break through. They didn't win it all, but they broke through.
Cincy.
And how much run has the Cincinnati Bengals coaching staff, in particular, gotten over a Super Bowl appearance? Zach Taylor has coached himself in ways that should get a man fired, typically.
Yeah, mid-season especially, fired. Not
especially
just...
the slow starts to his season.
Yeah, and how he had Burrow playing through that injury, the calf injury, everything.
Over the last 2 years, the Cincinnati Bengals have put themselves in a place where Zach Taylor should have been fired.
Mm-hmm.
because they started the season not on time and they missed the playoffs by a game or two each of the last 2 years. Jake Browning did a really damn good job last year filling in.
He did.
And he kept Cincinnati in the fight up until near the very end.
Yeah.
But what buried them? Their slow starts. 1-3, 0-3, 1-4. Like, they don't start out the gate.
No. And I have no pity for any
But Zach Taylor still has his job because why?
Because they went to a Super Bowl.
They went to a Super Bowl.
In the past few years.
Against and beat this Kansas City team that is in the way of everyone.
Yeah. They also have that chip on their shoulder.
What does Buffalo
too.
Get if they have that become their prize? Statues.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding when I say that. Should they? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what.
But if they break through the glass ceiling?
Yeah.
And get to the Super Bowl? Just get there.
If Zach Taylor can have these seasons and stay the head coach, if
Sean McDermott gets
that,
to the Super Bowl, he's in.
Yeah, he's done. There's no question about his job security at all. There already, in my mind, really isn't. But
so I put the question out there of how are you feeling? Can the Bills break through? And effectively, what is this season to everyone if they don't? What does it all mean at the end of the day? And we're going to take those questions all day for you. 803-0550 is the number to call. How you feeling? What is this season to you, win or lose tomorrow night against Baltimore? And there's been a couple of replies on the tweet sheet already. I love this. Mr. Negative tweeting in. I think how we're all feeling right now is compared to when you were a kid and you got called to the principal's office. You didn't know if you did something wrong or if your mother was just waiting down there to take you to the dentist.
Yeah. Right, or bringing you your lunch you left on the kitchen counter.
Or something else along that along that light of like you forgot something at home and you got called to the principal's office just so that you could have it be delivered to you. Or you did something wrong. What happened? I don't know. I like that. That sense like in your stomach of like, what do we do? How does this go? Garrett tweeting in, no matter what happens, it's been an incredible season, and I feel grateful to be able to witness 17 set a new record nearly every week. Come kickoff time, my heart will be racing, and I won't be able to breathe.
Yeah. See,
get that checked out, Garrett.
That's the blood pressure going through the roof, the heart racing, minor palpitations, depending how far we get into this.
First of all, see a doctor. second of all, I get it. But more importantly than that is... Yeah, that nervousness, it really doesn't hit yet.
Yeah.
Until probably game day. But for me, it really is this sense of you like seeing good teams face each other. You hate having to have emotional stakes within that, though. The radio host, the sports junkie that's sitting here right now, I am excited to watch Buffalo and Baltimore as two quality teams and hoping for something that is not a repeat of week four.
No. You're looking for a repeat of the divisional round from a few years ago.
How many times did I say this year there was no war in bossing, say, the Baltimore game never happened? How many times did I say that? Pretty much.
As far as I'm concerned, they didn't match up. Because I agree with you. That was you're missing many defensive starters. That was just... I don't even know what to say.
Also, it was just a game you wanted to forget.
Yeah. And look at, they responded after those two losses, Houston the week after. Imagine if that's how that plays out. Ooh, you play the same schedule again, but flip the script. That could be crazy. That's a storyline right there. But
that would also be the Chiefs stubbed their toe in the divisional round.
Yeah, precisely.
That would be a big story.
Yeah.
And you would also be hosting the AFC Championship game, which is something that we have not seen for some people, ever in their lifetimes.
Oh, I never have, yeah. Never
and
have.
And for some people, you're maybe a child at best. And for others, not for a very long time. But for me, it really all comes down to I enjoy watching good football. And the other side of the coin is this entire city's emotions are behind this game.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say the entirety of the well-being of the city is at stake. But part of it is, a good healthy chunk of it is.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. If it's another same case scenario, right? Division around exit, that's the problem.
And that's the part I'm dreading.
The fallout?
Is not the fallout. Win or lose, there's a lot to weigh into this game emotionally.
Yeah.
For fans. My style is I do channel that. And I do try to help out with that. If they lose again, it's going to be a lot. Even a week later.
Yeah, not great.
And that'll be tough. But I am excited to watch two good teams, and they better deliver mm-hmm. a good football game, which will mean more stress. The 13 seconds game was one of the best football games a person could watch.
Yep.
It was also one of the biggest roller coasters, and people having a EKG chart
mm-hmm.
that was all over the place.
Yeah, it looked like a seismograph. It looked like an earthquake.
If you had emotional stake in the game.
Yeah. That was the last game I watched before I really started working here, where I was emotionally invested.
Yes.
I was standing up screaming, sitting on the couch with my hands in on my face, and then standing up screaming again, and then it was that. That was it.
I had a stunned face when the Bills took the lead for the last time that they would. Stunned. And then stunned in a very different way mm-hmm. when they got to kick a field goal. Once they did that, I felt like it was over.
Oh, the field goal of death.
It was the field goal that gave... That was a field goal of life for Kansas City.
Well, for Kansas City, for Buffalo, it was the end. Yeah.
But that's not the term of the field
goal.
No,
I know that. Yeah, the different kind of field goal
of
death.
But yes, it was definitely a dread that had set in of like, oh, they're going to do it. Because like...
Nobody, defense was stopping.
Nobody was stopping each other at that point. And you allowed them an opportunity to have the ball in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. Oh, they got the coin toss. Oh, great. Well, no, this is going to end now.
You're not stopping them. They're going right in for the touchdown.
We're just going to watch you bleed now in front of our very eyes. Yeah. That's going to sting.
Josh Allen was watching the same thing we were. You got to think about that.
Yeah. But also, if you have anything about this game, 803-0550 is the number to call. Your feelings, your emotions, of course, both of those being the same thing. I'm great at words. Your feelings, matchups. How you think the season will be told. What is the story of this season? Win or lose. We want you here for it as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? How you feeling?
Awesome. Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania, family from Silver Creek, longtime Bills fan. Back to OJ. You mentioned something that, you know, pulls the heartstring here about Dean and, you know, these getting Bass, missing that field goal. And, you know, you talk about what's the repercussions. And I never hear anything about Bass and Miller and you know, these guys are killing our cap. We don't have the studs on defense. No, take that back. To stop Henry and stuff, we need that huge monster, couple guys up front. And there's no money for that because of these two guys. If Miller doesn't have a breakout day and if Bass misses a field goal, these guys should be cut, in my opinion.
Charlie, I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. And I think it's not mentioned because it's not the time to, mostly because the season's still going. That's a fallout sort of thing. Like, that's an off-season conversation to have of, like, cap casualties or, you know, trying to find extra money. But part of that was also the Stephon Diggs trade. That's where a lot of your dead cap is. It's in that.
Mm-hmm. And that will be gone because Houston took quite a bit of it.
Because Houston took it, and then they restructured the contract and voided the last 2 years, and now Stephon Diggs is a free agent.
Yeah.
But that trade is where a lot of the dead cap is. And they'll get a healthy amount of money. But guess what? You still need to work some of the books around. Mm-hmm. And Von Miller would be on that list if he doesn't show up here. Tyler Bass would be on that list if he doesn't show up here. So you are right, Charlie. There are players that you're looking at and you're a little nervous about, it seems, of guys that need to step up. That is something that has to happen. You have to have guys stepping up. You have to have guys playing to their ability, and you have to see who's able to elevate.
Yeah. If there was ever a game to show up for,
it has to be
this. It's this one. Yeah.
It has to be this. But the reason I'm not talking about it, or anyone is really talking about it, is because that's an off-season conversation. That's why.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to answer that question for another couple weeks.
It'd be nice to carry that through February and just hold on to that.
Now, I don't want to talk about that for a little while. Let's put that on the back burner, please. Mm-hmm. And of course, that has nothing to do with me. That's not up to us. Nothing that we say or do or feel, we can do nothing about it.
No.
That's the worst part.
Strictly reactionary. There's no preparation for this. Like, it's just whatever happens, happens.
We are all helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is humorous in all of this, because I'm laughing about it, but it's also why we partake in it. We don't have an active role. The fans at the game, you get to do the most, which is cheer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's all we've got for the entire area. Nothing that I say today matters in the end game. That's why I want to get your feelings, your emotions. How are you doing? Because that's the impact that we can have. You put me out on that football field.
Yeah, you were like a center and lineman in high school, weren't you?
Yes, but I'm not near that playing weight for professionals.
Spencer Brown towers over. Especially with that neck guard, Spencer Brown looks straight out of the 90s, like just an animal out there.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I know I'm the height of, like, some NFL wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'd pale in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 22 and just got over an Achilles injury, so, I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
You're Kirko.
Yeah.
You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're not.
I started watching that
You're
documentary.
You're not a jerk.
Yeah.
We'll take another call here before we go to break. Teresa in North Tonawanda, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are you guys?
You know, we're
doing
our day before. Let's have it.
Yeah. So I'm a season ticket holder,
mm-hmm.
and every single game this year, we've gone to the game and we said, doesn't matter, everything's going to be fine. Whatever happens, happens. We're going to have a great time. If they win, great. If they lose, it's okay. No problem. This game, oh my gosh, I don't know that I can say that about this game.
Uh-huh.
You know, the anxiety coming up from this one is just crazy. And I will tell you guys, I am actually old enough that I went to a Super Bowl. And I do want to tell you that out of all the seasons I've watched, this season has been so much fun. It's been such a great time watching everything that's been happening. And I really just want us to win one more game and take it just a little further.
Teresa, I appreciate the call, and thank you.
We're all with you on the, you just don't know how to feel about this one. I mean, we do, but we don't. Like, as soon as you start feeling somewhat comfortable with the thought, something else just peeks its way in. And it's like, oh, Derrick Henry.
I do want to talk about her last point, though, of how this season has been the most fun.
Yeah.
And I think that has to do with the expectation versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
Heading into this season, the expectations were lower than they usually are for this team.
The mark was like 10 wins.
The mark was like 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Try to at least stay claim on the division. The expectation was, this is going to be a bitter pill to swallow this year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll still probably get a home game.
Bite the bullet on the Diggs thing.
But
just deal with the money this year.
Can't wait for that cap to come back next year.
Yeah.
And what you got instead was ho-hum 13 wins, business as usual.
Yeah, you clinched the division before Thanksgiving.
Officially, no.
Not officially.
Officially right after.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. That's why there was 2 months of an MVP conversation.
Yes.
Oh. You want to talk about that today?
No!
Figured I would check.
Hey, I'll give you that answer in Spanish, too. No!
Just checking. Just checking.
He almost made me want to puke. 803-0550 is the number to call. George, Dave, I see you on hold. We have to get to break. We'll come to you guys on the other side, so stay patient with us here. As Sports Talk Saturday rolls on, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, one day before AFC Divisional Playoff Football between the Bills and the Ravens right here on WGR.